Good afternoon, everyone. Well, Thursday ended up being another down day for our market. In fact, the ASX 200 fell by 53 points, a 0.75% tumble to 7,175 points. It means that the market finished near the worst levels of the session for the second consecutive day. And in 3 days, our market has shed at least 2% of its value. But again, just reiterating the fact that, yes, it hasn't been a great start to December. Context is very important when we look at this type of losing streak, because it follows a 14% rally from the start of October through to the end of November. And there's some caution perhaps ahead of next week, where we've got important events, especially in the United States, with inflation and the final interest rate decision of the year by the Federal Reserve. But then in Australia, we've also got an update on jobs growth, which is always an important indicator that the Reserve Bank watches closely when making its decision on interest rates. But locally today, a mixed bag. But if we look at the best and worst performing stocks today, the worst performer by far was engineering group Downer, which shed about a fifth of its share price today, down about 20%. Now, this is due to two things. The first is that it overstated its profit results by up to $40 million since 2019, according to the group. It put this down to accounting irregularities, in its own words. And also, secondly, it downgraded its profit expectations for 2023 by roughly 15%. And it blamed this partly on wet weather, partly on labor shortages, and also on supply chain issues as well. A reminder here that just last month, it had reaffirmed its profit guidance. So shares have taken a big hit on the back of this news. Some other underperformers today included lithium stocks, which did quite poorly, including Core Lithium, which fell by about 10%, Liontown, which fell by about 7.5%. So both were initiated with neutral or sell ratings by a major broker today. And energy stocks continue to be some of the worst performers if we look at these stocks as a group. So we've had the oil price taking a very big hit this whole week, down about 3% last night, but down 11% since the start of this week on concerns of a global recession. So a big weight on Woodside in particular, but also on Santos. And while Beach Energy rose, this is after some much more significant declines in recent days. The banks also not doing so well, with the majors down roughly between 1% and around 2%. Now, there were some winners on our market today. The best performer was actually Chalice Mining, which rose by about 13%. Now, this is a mining company that does a lot of its work in WA. It flagged a promising new mining discovery following some drilling, so its shares rose. Gold miners also stood out, from West African Resources to Silver Lake Resources, Remilius, Evolution, St. Barbara, Newcrest. So many of the well-known names in that gold space rose. Now, two things this could be put down to. The first is, firstly, it comes off the back of some disappointing moves in recent days. And secondly, the gold price, which has actually improved recently. So generally, there's a bit of an inverse relationship between the US dollar and the gold price. So when the US dollar falls, you tend to see some support for the gold price. And that's what we've seen in the past day. In New Zealand, a smaller player, but its shares rose about 1.4% today. It upgraded its profit expectations for the first half of the year and by about 30%. So it thinks it could make as much as 325 million US over the first half, thanks to strong demand for travel and also a recent decline in jet fuel prices. Now, if we look ahead to tonight, we've got a number of speeches by central bank officials, which always receives attention because it could be important for what markets think might happen to interest rates in coming weeks. So the European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde will be delivering a talk tonight at about 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You've got a Swiss bank official, and you've got the Bank of Canada member as well. So they'll all be delivering speeches from around that midnight period through to tomorrow morning. And then in the United States, we've got some weekly jobless claims data. So this generally doesn't receive a huge amount of attention, but these days it does a little more. It basically shows us how many people have applied to receive unemployment benefits for the first time in the past week. So an important indicator that's quite timely for the labor market in the United States. The Aussie dollar finally sitting at roughly 67.1 US. Have a great evening, everyone, and we'll speak again tomorrow.